Take a trip with us to learn about some of your neighbors with this edition of KXCR Conversations. These are neighbors just like you and me, and how their lives are filled with history. KXCR Conversations with you.
Hello and welcome to another exciting KXCR Conversations. I'm your host, Larry Bloomfield. And today in the studio, we have a special guest here. Rosemary Alden is a practitioner of Jinshinjutsu, the art of self-help and healing. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Larry. I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, no problem. I've known you for a little bit of time now, a couple years, and I was able to catch one of your self-help classes in the college about 3 years ago, I guess. It's time's flying now. But I found that to be quite interesting that I myself can actually do something for myself to help myself. That's a pretty interesting concept. Most days, most people feel, you know, you got to go to a doctor or you need some special help, which is always a possibility. But this is just an additional something that can help you out when it's in need. That's can you give us a little bit of information about it? What is Jinshinjutsu or JSJ?
Well, Jinshinjutsu is a highly developed form of acupressure. Now, this isn't acupuncture, which uses the needles. This is acupressure that uses the hands and the fingers on certain points on the body that not only a practitioner can apply, but also we ourselves can apply them.
Very interesting. You're to be able to manage taking care of yourself. That's a wonderful fact.
it's so empowering because before I came into Jinshinjutsu, which is almost 20 years ago now.
That's a bit of time.
Yes. there was always that, I have to ask somebody else. I got to you know, make sure I've got my resources. Well, turns out we are our own best resource in Jinshinjutsu.
Isn't that amazing? Now, to get us to where this came into your life, or give us give us a little bit of history about yourself or whatnot to kind of give us an idea of how you fell into this.
Well, actually, I've always been fairly healthy physically, but emotionally, it was always a challenge. I had done things like yoga and shadow work and trying to help myself. And then one day, someone that I was working with in a counseling situation said to me during the session, could I touch some places on your arm while we're talking? And I said, what?
Touching this society tends to be a little odd at times.
That's exactly right. It's one of the most highly charged things on the planet. But anyway, this kind of touch is on specific points on the body that are like vortexes where we can access the energy system in the body, which is really the engine which controls everything. So while we were talking, this person started to hold. She held a place on my near my elbow and a place on the pad of my thumb, and I noticed that I was able to speak a little more freely. And then afterwards, I asked her about the what she was doing, and she explained that Jinshinjutsu was something that she had gone into so that she could help her daughter grow and not have to go to the doctor all the time. So I said, okay, where can I find out some initial information? And she directed me to a book called The Touch of Healing, which is one of the layperson's guides.
We have that book in here at the
Yes,
moment.
I do.
Yes.
And it's by Alice Burmeister, and who actually is the sister-in-law of the main teacher of Jinshinjutsu. But anyway, I received that book, The Touch of Healing, just before Thanksgiving in year 2000. And I ate it up. It was like an attraction. You know how you're attracted to things sometimes? And in the book, in addition to a lot of the history and the philosophy of Jinshinjutsu, there is there are self-help suggestions. So it was real clear. There were diagrams and suggestions about what to do. So I started to do them right away, and it was like magic for me. It was, you know how you kind of know something sometimes? And it was like, oh, I think I know this from somewhere. But I had been an English teacher in high school and college for 20 years. I had been in business administration for 10 years as a human resources and accounting person, and I always wanted to know myself from other aspects. Mm-hmm. And this looked like it was going to open up into that. And so I was really happy to start. And then 2 months later, I took my first practitioner training in January of 2001. And then again, I had experiences that were phenomenal. There were about 60 people in that class. I had to go down to Santa Rosa. Mm-hmm. I was living in Ashland at that time. But when you're a newbie in the class, you get to get a session from the practitioner as kind of a demonstration. And I'll tell you, Larry, during that session afterwards, he touched some points that were really hurting on me when he first touched them, but then they kind of melted during the session. And afterwards, I felt like somebody had taken a windshield wiper to the inside of my system. I felt clearer.
Wow.
And than I had in since I was a teenager.
That's awesome. So this definitely is drawing you in at that point then, huh?
Absolutely. It took two more training sessions, and in 18 months, I was certified as a practitioner. But it was very unknown then. Nobody asked me to be on the radio in year 2001 about Jinshin Jitsu. I appreciate so much how this culture has opened up to alternative healing and is using it alongside.
Yeah. Well, there's so many different possibilities, whether you're doing something like Jinshin Jitsu or Reiki or whatnot. Mm-hmm. There's these different other possibilities that whether they're fully, oh, I walked out of there feeling awesome and brand new, or if, you know, just the sense of you're trying in well-being and it has a tendency to kick in something that is internal, I think, inside of us. Can you give us a basic understanding of Jinshin Jitsu, maybe a little bit of a history of where it came from and all that?
Well, where it came from was a Japanese man called Jiro Murai, who was actually born in the mid-1800s in Japan, and was part of a medical family. And he himself got really sick, and although he wasn't a medical practitioner, he knew about many of the alternative methods that were common in Japan at that time. And when he got really sick, I mean, he was sick unto death. They told him, get your affairs in order because you're going to go. And he was only like 26 years old, but he had been something of a playboy and had done things like eating contests and things like that, that he had worn out his body. But so they took him to a mountain cabin, and where he spent a week doing alternative methods that he knew from that time. And by the end of and they expected him to die. They came back a week later expecting him not to be alive anymore. But he was very much alive, very weak, because he had fasted that whole time and had been doing practices and sleeping a lot. And but he was well. He knew that something had shifted major in his body, and that was the beginning of his formulating Jinshin Jitsu from using mudras, which are finger poses that Jinshin Jitsu does. And from there, he developed over the next years by going into the libraries of the emperor, because things that we do in Jinshin Jitsu actually are from secret practices, some of them. The electric, the energetic part of our bodies has specific pathways and channels and circuits that when touched in certain ways can open up, release congestion that is holding us in ways that are not helpful. So we're working on the life energy in the body, that electromagnetic network of energy patterns and spiralings that really is awesome in who we are. And we've been kind of trained out of it, conditioned out of it, but it's coming back. And as more people are aware of and utilizing these practices, it's increasing in its power. What it works on is the congestion in this energy system that all of us have. Like we might have an accident, or we might, it also has to do with our attitudes. That's our
That has a lot to shape us.
Absolutely. Unhelpful patterns of thought and feeling. And that can come from heredity even. We can bring it in from a past life or the conditioning that we have here, the shoulds that we get, you know. Mm-hmm. But harmonizing the attitudes with Jinshin Jitsu helps clear those blocks that keep us from being our most clear, evolved selves.
Well, knowing a little bit about Jinshin Jitsu, because I obviously had taken the class in at college, and then I've actually taken some further classes that were much more in depth. They get into the historical aspect of it and kind of like the earth, wind, and fire and putting it all together and how it actually came up with us and how we're who we are today, which is really interesting. It's a different take on the idea of medicine and all that. Now, this has obviously resonated with you, and you found a great deal of satisfaction and all. Can you give us a little idea of how this has been working for you and how it can work for others?
Yes. Jinshin Jitsu actually works in two ways. One way is sessions with a practitioner, and that involves some training, like you have already had some of that training. And then also the practice itself is a teaching tool, because this is kind of difficult to understand even for myself sometimes, but I don't know how to explain how much I have learned through my hands as I've practiced on myself and other people. As a matter of fact, the basic premise of Jinshin Jitsu is know myself now. Know myself, who I am in this very moment now. And that knowing is more than through the rational mind. That knowing is through our higher mind, through our heart, through that intuition, that sixth sense and seventh sense, and that we all are capable of tapping into, but often need some avenues. How do I get there? Well, Jinshin Jitsu actually is a way to get there by doing some of the self-help, by touching ourselves, and by getting sessions from a practitioner.
Now the you're saying touching yourself or the practitioner touching you. To be very clear to everybody, it's not just a putting your hands on someone's shoulder type thing or whatnot. There are specific locations that have energy that would be of value to be touching in this spot to this spot. Can you give us an idea a little bit about that?
That's exactly right. There are 26 points that Jinshin Jitsu has a special name for called safety energy locks. And that's because these points lock in congestion so that it doesn't gum up the whole energy system in the body, but rather we have places to hold these congestions to protect the rest of the body. For example, right now you might want to put your hand on the inside of your knee. And the inside of the knee is a safety energy lock where that helps breathing and digestion. In combination, especially with other points on the body, that's what Jinshin Jitsu does. We work with something called a jumper cable, which applies gentle pressure to two points at the same time.
To be clear, the jumper cable isn't a wire with two big alligator clips on it. That is your hands, correct?
Your hands are very much like a jumper cable. That's right. And just like in your battery, when you're jump starting your battery, the right hand has specific energy. It's more the positive energy, and the left hand has the receiving energy. We won't call it negative because it is a receiving and then kind of a pushing energy.
Push, flow, a pull type situation.
Pull,
Exactly.
So the right hand might be on the inside of your knee, and your left hand might be on the base of your neck on the right side. Now that would very much help breathing and digestion. And as you apply pressure there and hold those points for a minute or two, it can unblock energy congestion or redistribute energy resources. We do nothing. The electromagnetic network responds to the jumper cables to clear away energy congestion and harmonize attitudes that I'd like to talk about in a little bit here. But the other tool...
To give like a little input on it, so what is actually happening from perspectives of my end that I recognize is you find that you're balancing it. So if energy was in one specific spot and it was caught up there, you may wind up finding yourself stiff or hurting in that area. Mm-hmm. And then by using this method, the jumper cable to balance the energy
right,
so that the flow continues.
You can have either too much mm-hmm. energy or it can be deficient because mm-hmm. it's blocked
there
somewhere above it or below it.
Mm-hmm.
So there are patterns, specific patterns that Jiro Murai developed like an engineer. Mm-hmm. He went into the Emperor's Library and found these diagrams of the human body showing its energy system. He began to put together these flow patterns that are engineered to release blocks in certain ways depending on the symptoms that you present, and also the pulses. The pulses are really important, and that's a more complicated piece that is in the practitioner's arena.
When you're talking about pulses, you're referring to the actual pulse that you might find on your hand or on your wrist, correct?
Yes, this is not the pulse of the heart, though.
Mm-hmm.
These are the pulses that acupuncture and other Eastern philosophies use. There are actually 12 pulses that mm-hmm. we listen to. There are 6 on each wrist, and that takes quite a bit of training. I'm still learning.
Yes.
Even my instructors of 30, 40 years say that they are still learning about the pulses because there are so many idiosyncrasies with that. But the other piece besides the touching is the breath.
Mm-hmm.
The breath, and this is the breath from the lungs, yes, the breath that keeps us physically alive. That's the little B breath. But then I'm also talking about the big B breath, the cosmic breath that links us into that non-physical power that all of us are capable of tapping into and utilizing to raise our own frequency, to harmonize physical, mental, emotional conditions that are things we want to move through.
Mm-hmm. Now, a key thing here is that anyone can do this.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how small or big or how wealthy or poor you are. It doesn't matter what color, race, or anything like that. It can be applied to anyone because we're all humans.
Exactly.
That is a wonderful thing, and it can be applied evenly to them too. So what you would do for one person, depending on their mm-hmm. issue, may be different for another.
Oh, always, almost always, because we are all such unique individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefits of Jinshin Jitsu, generally, most people who receive a session say, oh my gosh, I feel so relaxed. I don't know when I have felt so completely, entirely at ease.
Very calming, extraordinary.
Yes.
My better half does this also,
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't like to talk about it too much, but she definitely enjoys the process.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I myself am receiving treatments from her, if I get nothing else out of it, I get a huge amount of relaxation, which can be very calming and helpful to the individual himself.
Actually, it's the key for the energy system to work the way it needs to get to that harmony, because many of us don't even realize that we've tensing our shoulders. Check
mm-hmm.
right now to see, is your stomach tight? Are your knees relaxed? Are your shoulders down? Those things happen naturally when you're on the table receiving a session, but also when you're doing the self-help.
And it stays with you, too, because I'm looking across the table here, and I can see that you always look very relaxed and calm. This is very nice.
Thank you for that. Actually, there are benefits for so many different kinds of conditions that people have. Older people benefit from the centering and grounding and general clearing of Jinshin Jitsu treatments. I have several clients, older clients, people in their 80s, who come twice a week
mm-hmm.
because they find that the stress, the rat race of living as it is now, is relieved
mm-hmm.
by their having sessions that allow them to calm their fears and reduce their physical pain and even reduce irritability.
Mm-hmm.
I have, because I've been practicing so long, I have clients in all have with benefits in all different areas. Like I remember one of my first clients when I was practicing down in Arizona, her name was Donna. She came to me because she had macular degeneration,
mm-hmm.
where she had to have those shots in her eyes, and it was
Ooh.
Getting worse.
Yikes.
And she was in her 80s then, but still very vital. In fact, her family had a history of living to way over 100, and she wanted to be able to see during
yeah.
that time. So she began her sessions, and within... there are several things that Jinjin Jitsu has to balance to get to the main challenge sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it took about 2 months. But the doctor, she was getting shots once a week.
Mm.
And to continue that was not only costly, but also stressful.
Yeah.
Well, within 2 or 3 months, the doctor noticed she wasn't needing those shots as frequently.
Mm.
And soon she went to once a month and even to once every 2 months.
Wow.
And was experiencing slightly better vision, but absolutely the macular degeneration had been arrested.
Wow.
And another thing that happened, when she came to me, she had this chronic cough, you know, kind of a shallow cough
mm-hmm.
that was bothersome and would wake her up at night. But while the macular degeneration was healing, she also found that the cough disappeared.
There, kind of an all-round body health thing
right.
going down.
That's
yeah.
right. Jinjin Jitsu is not aimed at just one thing. Jinjin Jitsu works with the whole system and has a calmness to it. And
well, the unique thing I found is it's not like you're going to, excuse me, but screw things up. You can't really short-circuit yourself or
yes.
anything like that.
That's right. You cannot blow yourself up with this.
If anything, you're just... may not be doing the most accurate one for that particular issue, but you still get some benefit from it one way or another, which is really interesting in itself.
That's right. And in addition to physical challenges, Jinjin Jitsu can help with things like grieving. Losing a loved one,
mm-hmm.
loved one can be debilitating. I experienced that myself just about a year ago. I lost
yes,
my
I'm
long,
sorry to hear that.
Thank you. My longtime partner, and experienced a rawness of grief that I did not ever know even existed.
Yeah, that's not something easy to deal with. I lost my parents about 9 years ago, and they died within 15 days apart. So that was quite a blow. Left me in a position to feel... wow, now I'm kind of head of the household in a sense, you know.
That's right. It puts us in another strata.
Oh, yeah.
But there's things you can do, self-help,
mm-hmm.
for grieving and those other kinds of emotional challenges that are extremely helpful. For example, I during the first part of the grieving, that was just a year ago,
mm-hmm.
I would wake up about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and be experiencing the deep rawness of that grief.
Mm-hmm.
And yet by doing some Jinjin Jitsu, this one had to do with holding the fingers,
mm-hmm.
by doing some specific flow patterns, holding the fingers, I was able to calm myself and go back to sleep. And also your better half,
mm-hmm.
Shannon, gave me some extra sessions, yeah. and that was so helpful to move through the,
tough
especially
time.
The first
yeah.
part of the grieving. I highly recommend anybody who is in a grieving situation to experience Jinjin Jitsu sessions as a way to come through some of that rawness
yeah.
and... give yourself some support.
Well, we all experience grief in our own way, which is unique to the individual. And this just gives us one more outlet to manage that. Now, you were mentioning something that I wanted to ask about, and that is the self-help aspect of this. Now, we're on the ear at the moment, and most of people out there are not going to be able to see what we are doing. But to give us a little bit of a self-help understanding, maybe a few things that people out in our audience can actually manage right now to
great.
Enable themselves. Can you tell us a little bit about the finger-holding process?
Yes, good. How much time do we have?
Well, it looks like we've got about another 3 or so minutes we could do this
if you think you can make it in three minutes. All right. Let's just do a couple of the fingers.
Maybe
then.
We might have to have a part two to this.
Maybe we will. First of all, know that what we're working on are the basic attitudes. And an attitude is a feeling or a belief that we're holding that's not serving us, that's causing us to perhaps worry. Now, maybe you just want to take hold of one of your thumbs right now. Mm-hmm. Just hold it loosely. Doesn't matter whether you're holding the right hand or the left hand, but just take hold of one of your thumbs, and thumbs help harmonize the attitude of worry. Now, there are a lot of subsets to that worry. It can include confusion, feeling scattered or uncertain. But as you hold that thumb, be in touch with your breath, and the breath, perhaps you want to think about a flow of energy going down the front of your body on the exhale and up the back of your body on the inhale, like you make a circle. Your circular breath down the front on the exhale, up the back on the inhale, putting yourself in your own energetic definition. Meanwhile, holding that thumb, dropping your mind right into the thumb. Sounds kind of silly, but it knows how to do it. Puts you in a higher mind, where you can be with yourself, know yourself in the non-physical power of who you are. Now, each finger harmonizes a different attitude. We'll do one more. We'll do the index finger. Just move your hand so you're holding the index finger, because the index finger harmonizes fear, and fear is actually the basis of all of the attitudes. False evidence appearing real. Holding the index finger helps harmonize fear, and that includes feelings of insecurity and restlessness, impatience, indifference, vulnerability. It may be because you need some reassurance or comfort or understanding. Give that to yourself right now by holding the index finger and being again with the breath. Down the front on the exhale, circle the feet. Come up the back on the inhale, over the top of your head. That's always going on, whether you're aware of it or not.
Now, every finger has a specific connection here, and each one of them is interesting because throughout time, in my lifetime, I've noticed that if I'm in stressful situations, even right now, I have a tendency to grab one of my fingers or whatnot and just hold it. It's in a natural aspect, which is kind of interesting. So if you could give us all one really important thing, along with, obviously, connection so that people can get a hold of you so that they want to further their education on this. Do you have a website or something like that?
Yes, I do. My website's kind of out of date, but it is www.rhalden.com. That's my first two initials and my last name. www.rhalden.com. RHALDEN.com. Or you can email me at rhalden.com, my first two initials and my last name.
Awesome. And so hopefully that if anybody has felt some resonance in what we've talked about, they may be capable of bringing this to you and hopefully getting some direction on how to be able to help themselves or find an assistance in that. So, Rosemary, thank you so much for coming in to the studios today. I hope that we have given our listeners a little bit of insight to something different that might be able to assist in helping make life a little bit better for all of us.
Thank you, Larry.
Oh, thank you very much.
This has been KXCR Conversations with you, a regular feature here at KXCR. Having a conversation is easy. Call 997-5252, email info@kxcr.net, or visit us at the station across from the library. Our combined history makes our community. We all have the energy and power to do good things. Organizing and energizing ourselves is a great step in conversation. This is Community Radio, KXCR, Florence, 90.7.